a Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin clinic in Sheboygan will resume abortion services this week. It's Tuesday, December 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, members of Wisconsin's tribes could get the cost of their entire undergraduate degree covered at a top public university. Corrine Hess has the details. And the number of volunteer firefighters in Wisconsin has been declining. Hope Kerwin visits a program working to train the next generation of firefighters in the state. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion services at its Sheboygan clinic this week. The decision follows a Dane County judge's ruling earlier this month that a pre-Civil War state law does not preclude abortion. The organization says it will begin offering the procedure at its Sheboygan Health Center on Thursday. Planned Parenthood and other healthcare organizations stopped providing elective abortions in Wisconsin in June of last year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Providers were concerned they would be criminally charged under the 1849 law. Planned Parenthood resumed abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee in the fall after an earlier court ruling foreshadowed the Dane County decision. In Sheboygan County, the district attorney is fighting the lawsuit seeking to invalidate the 19th century law. He plans to appeal the ruling, but says he will abide by the Dane County decision pending that appeal. Eight Wisconsin communities just got more than $11 million to help make their streets safer. Evan Casey has more on how that money will be used.
Madison got the largest chunk of change, which came from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. The city received $6.3 million, which it'll use for street safety improvements across 14 different projects. Renee Calloway is Madison's pedestrian bicycle administrator. She says ever since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, more citizens have complained about unsafe streets.
They see reckless driving, they see speeding, they see red light running, and it's very concerning, I think, for the community at large. So we're really trying to just accelerate the delivery of projects that can start to address those concerns.
The city will use the money to improve street lighting and install more curb extensions. It'll also be used to build a sidewalk and path along a portion of a busy highway. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Canadian energy firm hopes to begin work this winter on a project to slow erosion near its oil and gas pipeline on the Bad River Reservation. Anchorage wants to install trees along the banks of the Bad River on the tribe's lands. In 2019, the tribe sued the company in federal court to shut down Line 5 over fears it may become exposed and possibly rupture. Those fears intensified this spring after flooding sped up erosion. That brought the river's banks as close as 11 feet from the pipe. Macaulay Haller is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
I understand that they would like to begin work as soon as they get all the authorizations and approvals from all the agencies.
Haller says the state's review is on hold until the Army Corps of Engineers and tribe complete a survey of cultural resources. This summer, a federal judge ordered Anchorage to shut down the pipeline on the tribe's reservation within 3 years. That decision is being appealed. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will cover the full cost of an undergraduate degree for students who are members of one of the state's tribes. Corrine Hess has more.
The Wisconsin Tribal Education Promise Program will be awarded regardless of family income. It includes housing, meals, books, and other educational expenses. Shannon Holsey heads the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. She says other states have programs with similar goals, but none have gone this far to help Native students.
As a tribal leader, I see Native students struggle to surmount the odds against them in their own homelands, at colleges and universities, and it's often emotionally challenging.
The program will begin this fall and is being paid for with philanthropic donations. The program will also include tuition for Native students pursuing medical and law degrees. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, some high school students are getting trained by Wisconsin fire departments and technical colleges. Hope Kerwin will take a visit to one of those programs. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, more than 90% of Wisconsin fire departments are staffed partially or entirely by volunteers. But for the last three decades, the number of volunteer firefighters across the country has been declining. In recent years, the state's fire departments and technical colleges have turned to high school students with the hope that training teens early on will lead to a lifelong interest in the field. Hope Kerwin talked with some of the students who hope to become the next generation of firefighters.
Jaden Matheson is a senior at Onalaska High School. For much of her life, her dad has been a firefighter.
Like, I hear about the stories that he goes through, and I think they're so cool, and I hear about all the lives he saved.
Matheson wants to pursue her own career in firefighting, and if all goes well, she'll take the state certification exams for firefighters and emergency medical responders before she even graduates in the spring. She's enrolled in the Youth Firefighter Training Program through Western Technical College and the Onalaska Fire Department. High school students from around the region spend the first part of their school day attending class at the city's fire station. Matheson says her friends at school think she's crazy for wanting to be a firefighter, but she's ready to get started.
I sit on TikTok and I watch all the firefighting videos and I'm like, ooh, that looks really fun. Like the adrenaline rush, I really want to go into that.
On a cold morning at the end of October, Matheson and her classmates are finally ready to face a real fire for the first time. Instructors from the technical college walk them through the burn tower, a collection of steel shipping containers that create a multi-story training course. Then the students crowd into one of the rooms and turn on their air tanks as the practice fire is lit. They take off a glove for a moment to feel the heat from the blaze. And an instructor talks them through the different stages of a fire as smoke fills the room.
You see what I'm saying? About the fog and the headlights? I can't see nothing. I can't see you guys.
Matheson and her classmate Rhett Stensley from Westby Area High School say the experience is both exciting and daunting.
It was kind of scary at first.
Nerve-wracking, not being able to see your hand right in front of your face. I mean,
because the smoke buildup, it's just crazy because you can't see anything.
Very exciting, very exciting.
Tyler Ludeking from Western Technical College says the live fire training is an important step for the students, allowing them to put into practice what they've learned in class. And getting the experience while still in high school gives them the opportunity to see if their interest in firefighting holds up under the realities of the job.
They're really able to confirm that they do have an interest in fire, or they're able to confirm that maybe they don't anymore, but they still want to go into other areas in public safety.
Ludeking says interest in the youth program has grown over the last 3 years, both from students and fire departments who are hoping to one day recruit the teens in their area. He says the hope is that even students who pursue another career path will still put their training to use.
I think about students who are going to two-year technical or four-year college, for them to be able to say, hey, at the same time, I'm going to be maybe a volunteer firefighter in my off time, you know, that's a really good career opportunity for them.
But even if the teens stick with firefighting after graduation, not all of them want to staff Wisconsin communities. Stensley is one of them.
I want to do wildland firefighting to begin with and then eventually make my way to a department, some city, I'm hoping, get out of the Midwest a little bit.
Stensley says he hadn't thought about a career in firefighting until someone referred him to the youth program. He says the tight bond shared with his classmates has been the best part of the class, and he's found a sense of purpose in the work.
Spread positivity, help people on their worst days. I mean, that's why I'm doing this.
After going through the day's training, Matheson still has the same excitement about becoming a firefighter, even while acknowledging that facing a real fire is intimidating. She knows that this is a tough field.
You're going to see all the traumatic situations and like car accidents, babies and animals and just like older people. And I feel like that's going to be the most difficult.
She's one of the students who plans to stay in the state and is already looking at fire departments in northern Wisconsin, where she can work full-time after going through Western's Associates Program. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Mallory Chang and John Davis were our producers today. As always, if you hit subscribe, we'll be right back here in your podcast feed automatically again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.